Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you again live from our KGGF studios as we're joined in studio by USD 445 Superintendent Craig Correll. Dr. Craig Correll, I should say. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Sam?
Oh, I'm hanging in there on a Monday, but hey, birthday tomorrow. Can't complain. So, yeah, we're just floating through a Monday at this point here. So, Craig, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and an early happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
In fact, I understand Dr. Correll's going to celebrate your birthday in your
back
home
in my
state.
Home state. Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
So, Dr. Correll, I guess, has had a vacation plan for months and months and months.
Well deserved, certainly.
You're heading out of town for a few days.
Heading out of town for a few days. Go attend a concert. Looking forward to it.
Oh, sounds like I was a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's Sam's favorite kind of vacation.
There you go, right
a
there.
Concert,
yeah, so does mine. we attend many.
I like the way Craig thinks right there.
Yeah, you guys are fast friends, aren't you? Anyway, we've got a school board meeting coming up tonight. Of course, we're coming on the heels of a bond question election that the voters said no to. But despite that, life goes on. We have to keep moving forward and working on the other important issues that that are happening around our school district. So what topics will be discussed tonight?
Well, you are exactly right. We have almost 2,000 students that we have to make sure that we're serving every day. So back to my regular day job of being superintendent of schools here. This evening we've got two presentations planned. One will be the redesign efforts of our elementary school. As you know, we were one of seven districts picked for the Mercury 7 redesign program, and so we're full-fledged into that process right now. So we're going to hear a report from our elementary folks, letting us know how that's going, what plans they've tweaked, you know, and what we're seeing from that redesign effort. And then we'll also have a presentation from Community Health Centers of Southeast Kansas, who provide our medical, dental, and mental health services to our students on campus. And we'll have our annual report from them this evening.
Yeah, and how important is that relationship with Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas for your students and their families, I guess, as well?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a lot of anecdotal evidence that really points to increased attendance. We have decreased behavior rates. You know, when you think about it, that's where all of our students are all day, every day. And the fact that they can be seen there, they can even be prescribed a medication that their parents can then come at the end of the day, pick the prescription up, run out to the local drugstore and get that filled. And so we have our students missing a lot less work. And like I said, anecdotally, I think we have parents, hopefully, missing a lot less work at their jobs for their employers.
I know that certainly would have been a scenario convenient for me and my family. I had beyond the amount of paperwork to go through to get just my kind of medication allowed in the school because of the prescription process and the 504s that I had to undergo and things like that. And it did take a lot of time away, and the amount of missing work that I had, the amount of missing classes that I had, it added up, and it put stress on me to in the amount of the work that I had to do at home.
Exactly.
Even though it wasn't homework, you know, it was just makeup work. And it's an added to the stress to the kid as well as to the parent, I can imagine.
Yeah, and for those parents who have kids that, you know, if they have, as you mentioned, Craig, you mentioned sometimes there are prescriptions that kids need, and if they have attention deficit disorders and things like that, they have to be seen regularly by a physician, which means mom or dad has to make an appointment, take the day off work, get the kid from school, get them to the doctor, sit in the waiting room, wait.
Right.
Did I mention you wait?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then you go into the exam room and wait. And then you get your child seen, Well, then you've got to get them back to school and get back to work.
Right, as opposed to the students sitting in class and their name's called when there's an opening and they leave class, run down, they've missed 15 minutes of class and they're seen. You know, and this can be your typical, they need a Band-Aid, that sort of thing, to a full-fledged illness or being seen because they have the flu. Or like you said, it could be something beyond that with being seen for medication for ADD or other particular
issues chronic, they could have. Chronic issues they may have. And, you know, if I recall correctly, I mean, they can do their allergy shots. When I was a kid, I know I would have to leave school to even get an allergy shot. I think a lot of people do those now with drops rather than the actual needle. But
there are still some that do require a shot, and especially if it's maybe insulin-related. And we have some students that are very prone to that. And you know, it's kind of scary when you're an educator and you haven't been trained in that medical field, and to have those licensed medical experts there at all times is very handy for the child as well as the adults in the building.
Yeah. Now, as I recall, it used to also be possible for other family members to be seen at your clinic. Is that still the case? Like, can mom come in and get her blood pressure checked?
That is the way it began. We don't do nearly as much of that now at our school clinics because of when the main clinic moved right down here on 8th Street. It's really only a few blocks from the school, so they still can. We just don't see nearly as much of that. We also offer dental services, and this is an area that has picked up rapidly in our school. So not only are they seen, but they're also treated. So the number of fluoride treatments we do and even beyond is really astronomical. And as you know, I mean, it's just very important to take care of your teeth, and that can itself lead to other illnesses beyond just a toothache.
Yeah. Clean teeth are very key to overall health.
Right.
I mean, even, you know, just, yeah, it's unreal what can happen if you're not getting appropriate dental care. And that's one of those things, you know, while a lot of employers may offer health coverage, medical coverage, they don't necessarily have dental coverage.
Right. And we are the only school district in Kansas that has the full-fledged clinics at both our elementary and secondary campuses. So it really is unique to Coffeyville and something for us to be very proud of.
Yeah. You know, and of course, we can't just gloss over the Mercury 7 redesign. I mean, that is something that we all really need to be proud of as well. And, of course, the elementary school will be there today giving their updates. And what are some of the things that they have been working on as they move through this process?
Well, really district-wide, one of the things that run throughout really pre-K through high school is just an emphasis and a focus on career education and making sure our students understand what careers are out there and then get some time to explore those careers. And at the elementary school, it's learning about them. It's career days. Every year for the past few years, they've done a career on wheels, where they bring in various vehicles associated with different careers. And as you can imagine, the kids love walking into an ambulance or having, you know, I think we had a helicopter come down one year. So a lot of different careers. And just letting students understand what's out there, what they like, or what they maybe want to strike off their list. I think that's just as important as finding out what you want to do is finding out what you don't want to do.
Yeah, and teaching that process at such a young age will, you know, further that process to them, at, you know, when they become 10 and 12-year-olds and then teenagers. And then when they can make that decision, it's, hey, this is these decisions I've been making my whole life. This is something I like to do, so I'm going to pursue it. Or, like you said, it's something I don't like to do, so I'm just going to check it off the list. So instead of wasting time or money or whichever, and you know, education, it's a trait that I think should be instilled in children a lot sooner than where most people are, you know, typically think. That's where those decisions people typically think start making in high school. No, if you teach them at a young age,
and we've added so many new activities at the middle school level and so many other elective courses. Because that's just it, in my opinion. You should be exploring those courses at a much younger age. So the time you get to high school, you're able to really start honing in on one or two of those.
Well, and I think it's important to kind of start looking at that when they are in elementary school. Because if you're interested in, let's say, space, and let's say you want to work for NASA, maybe you want to be an astronaut, maybe you'd be happy just being one of the engineers at NASA, you need to start building your science background in elementary school, because by the time you get to high school, it's almost, you're almost too late to be able to achieve everything you need to achieve. Not that it's impossible, but it's a lot easier if you've kind of been thinking that way and developing kind of your scientific thought patterns.
And that's the whole background of this. And I use this example a lot, a very similar example. You have a child who they really love animals and they want to be a vet. Well, they need to find out pretty quick. You need to love science if you want to be a veterinarian, because just the love of animals isn't going to cut it. You have to also love the science. And if you can mesh both of those together, then you found the career path. If you realize science isn't for you, that's okay. It's time to look at what some other career options are.
Right. And some of those other career options, you know, could be, you know,
getting, you know, just more animal like care or watching, you know, if you were just staying on the animal, because being a vet,
being
you have to know the science
or
something.
Right. Yes.
You could find somewhere different of even just walking dogs at some point. You know, my friend who lives in Austin, he's a dog fanatic and he wants nothing to do with the science part of it, but he has his own little business where he walks dogs, spends hours upon hours with dogs, and he gets his fill, you know, and he loves the animals, but still it wasn't his cup of tea. So you're right, you know, you better figure it out at a not a young age, like you said, Deb. It's not impossible, but at the same time, at least start, you know, melding
developing them.
Well, the research we know now with millennials too, they're going to have multiple jobs throughout their lives, and they don't stay anywhere too long, is what we're reading. And you know, maybe if they've got an arsenal of backgrounds, then they can jump around those jobs, but have their expertise that they need to be successful.
All right. So what else are we going to discuss this evening, you think?
Those are the only discussions, other than I know our curriculum director, Ms. Stalford, is going to just give a short presentation on the professional development that's offered throughout this school year. She likes to, this time of year, just let the board know what all we're offering. And as you know, a big part of that is social-emotional learning. Coffeyville, again, is well ahead of the curve with most districts in the state of Kansas with the social-emotional aspect, and just making sure that every student is looked after in that area and understands really what that means for children.
Absolutely. Very important piece of the puzzle in allowing kids to be able to learn. All right. Well, Dr. Craig Correll, we'll look forward to seeing you this evening at the Board of Education meeting.
6 p.m.
All right. Be there, be square. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.